Hey, Johnny, how you doing?
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I'm doing great.
Well, as you know, I'm doing a documentary on geeks, basically, and me and a couple other people are trying to talk to a few different people about gaming, about what they think about being called a geek and whatnot. So my first question to you would be, how does it make you feel when someone calls you a geek or a nerd?
Well, my personal opinion is a badge of honor because you know what it is. There's worse things that you could be called. You know what? Being called a geek is not a bad thing. For some reason, previously, many years ago, when I was a kid, for example, in the 80s and early 90s, it was like this insulting thing, which I don't still, to this day, don't understand. Most of the time, it was like you got this immediate image of somebody really, like, nerdy in a sense of wearing the Coke bottle glasses, the pocket protectors. And I think that's a big misconception, to be honest, because being nerdy isn't a bad thing by any means. You know, everybody's like, oh, you have your sports fanatics, you have your bookworms, you have every different classification, but honestly, let's think about it for a second. Nerdy people are very intelligent. They have many different facets to their personality than what the preconceived, like, modern-day stigmas that are out there. So for me personally, I love it. You can call me a nerd and geek, and I think that's great. I think I'm doing my job then.
Right, because most of the people I talked to thought that what I asked them how they think that the term geek and nerd has changed over the years, and a couple people said, well, most people think that it means that you're socially unacceptable, that you don't fit in with other people, and you just like to stick your head in books all day, which is not entirely true.
Oh, absolutely not. There's so much more to it than that. I mean, not saying that by any means is a bad thing. You know what? You're trying to further your intelligence. You're trying to make yourself smarter and learn about a topic. I mean, everybody does it in some facet one way or another, whether it be, like I said, sports teams or books or video games or movies. We all have our little niches. So I think the stigma needs to go away personally, and there's a lot more to it than, like you said, that preconceived notion of what a nerd appears to be.
Right, and do you play any card games or tabletop games?
Oh, I play Magic the Gathering. I also used to do pen and paper D&D. I also do Pokemon cards, and I'm now just starting to get into Yu-Gi-Oh! So a little bit of everything, and I've done the online versions of Dungeons & Dragons. I played World of Warcraft. I mean, I like to experience all forms of nerdy things.
And how many years have you been going to conventions?
About 6 years now, actually. I mean, I started off at the smaller conventions. My first one, I think, was non-con. It's called No Such Organization or No Such Convention out of Vassar College in Poughkeepsie. It was at the college, and it was a couple-day event, and it was, like, really my first major exposure to cosplay because I always wanted to do it, and I love dressing up, and Halloween's one of my favorite times of the year. So I was like, why not? Let's give it a shot. And I fell in love with it instantaneously.
And how many conventions a year do you attend?
It varies, but I think this past year alone, for example, I've probably about 15 or 20, somewhere in that range.
Wow.
At least every month I'm going to at least one to two, sometimes even more than that, whether it be just conventions or I do events with charities. On occasion, I'll be, like, going to hospital visits to kids. I go to do birthday parties for kids. So it's not just conventions for me. It's, like, the total, like, encompassing act of cosplay as a whole and helping people out and just having fun.
And what would you say your favorite character is that you dressed up at any of the conventions you've been to?
That's a tough one. Let's see. One of my most notable is Arrow from Green Arrow, because I can relate to the characters by far. One of my favorite comic book characters because of just the backstory and the whole character development. And the show itself is different from the comic books, but I love how the actor Stephen Amell plays that character. It's like he was made for that role. And as of recently, which I surprised a lot of people, I was just doing Dr. Frankenfurter from Rocky Horror Picture Show. I mean, I went really big with this. I got the 5.5-inch heels, almost identical to Tim Curry's in Rocky Horror Picture Show for Dr. Frankenfooter. I had the makeup, the wig, the vest, it's like a corseted vest, garters, fishnets, and needless to say, it blew people's minds, and I had a lot of fun doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw the pictures on Facebook. You looked great. Your feet probably were killing you after the show, I would imagine.
I will never, ever think that when women walk in heels, it's not uncomfortable, and I never walked in heels prior to this, and I kind of just said, threw caution to the wind and tried to play it up, and needless to say, my feet and my legs suffered for it.
Yeah. Well, it was a really great costume. I mean, I'm just curious to know, how long did that take you to put together?
Well, for this one, because of time constraints in my job, I didn't get the chance to make this one. My fiance made this one. She made it in the night. Five hours. And that included the details on the heels to make them, like, shine and sparkle, the corset, the garter belt, the fishnets, the gloves, all about 4 or 5 hours.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, your makeup, that must have been funny for you to do, or weird, because you don't wear makeup, so.
Yeah, it was definitely a little different for me, and I had this habit of just constantly looking around, because I'm not one that likes things near his eyes. Kind of freaks me out a little bit, but yeah, it was just, and like, they had her doing like eyeliner and mascara, and it was just kind of making me like squirm a little bit, because it's just, I've never liked things near my eyes. And that's why I never wear contacts in my cosplays, because I can't get them to go in.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm just curious, though, tell me a little bit about your Arrows character, and how long did that take you to make that costume?
Again, when I used to say when I first started doing cosplay, I never really made anything either. Like, I just tried my best, and it didn't come out that great 6 years ago. So what happened is, Arrow, I didn't have any sewing skills whatsoever. I mean, I grew up in a sewing household. My grandmother sewed all my costumes growing up. So I got that one from China, and I've just been kind of playing around with it over the course of time. Now I make just about every costume I have, and I'm actually in the process of planning to make the newer version, the one without the sleeves, from season 4, not season 5, because I guess he got cold and wanted his sleeves back, but I like the look of it, and I'm actually in the process of planning to make that aspect of the costume, because I really want to make that one. I imagine, like usual, my costumes usually take about a week or two with working,
mm-hmm.
so it's probably hopefully around
that
time.
Yeah, I can imagine that process must be long and strenuous, but the end result is always worth it.
Oh, absolutely. Like, ordering costumes is great. Like, I want people to realize, when it comes to cosplay, it's costume play. I don't care if you made it, I don't care if you bought it, commissioned it, whatever. It's still the same thing to me. It takes a lot to get out there and even to get out of your comfort zone, because I'm just be honest, going out in groups, mass groups of people in costumes, being somebody else, even for a day, that character, it can be very daunting to a lot of people. And initially it was for me too. But it's just, you kind of just feed off of that atmosphere. At least that's what I do. So, I mean, it's a lot of fun. And I like to go big or go home. Like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to go all out on it. Like, with Deadpool, like I did Assassin's Creed Deadpool, I made that one. And that was a lot of fun. So, but this, it's such a sense of accomplishment for it. Like, to say, oh, I love your costume. Where'd you get it? Oh, I made it. It makes you feel really good, to be honest, to say that people love something that you did that much.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to say my favorite costume that you've done so far is definitely your Arrow costume.
Oh, well, thank you. I love it. It's really comfortable, and I'm surprised with how much mileage I've got out of it. It's still holding up really good. So that's why I'm trying to get another one in the works with the new one, making that one, because I'm afraid one day it's just going to fall apart.
Well, it's always good to have backup. I mean,
absolutely.
And your Deadpool costume, that was very, very well done. And I definitely think that you could always expand upon that costume if you would like.
Oh, absolutely. Like, there's so much more I want to do with it, but for about a week and a half working time, I think, with work and everything and how it came out, I was actually very surprised with the outcome. It was definitely one of my most, like, endearing and close to hard costumes for the fact that I put more into that costume than I think any costume this year of just the overall appeal and look of it. And it really worked, and I was really happy for the results and also the reactions.
Now, I have one last question for you. Why do you think people go to conventions?
Well, personally, I think it could be different for everybody. Like, for instance, I was watching a documentary, and I think it really stands very true to the fact about people that are very shy and very introverted. It's a means of outlets to meeting people they normally wouldn't meet just through day-to-day stuff or even through the Internet. But it's meeting people that normally they wouldn't and getting out there and just kind of trying to make them feel like a sense of acceptance. Even though I think that personally when it comes to that, I mean, just be happy with who you are. But it could be for different reasons. And just embrace who you are and just have a lot of fun. So, really, like, for me, the way I do it is because I love meeting people. I love having fun. I love seeing the reactions on a kid's face, on everybody's face, to see being that character. Because I just don't want to wear a costume. I want to be who I am that day. So that's why I will push that envelope. Like, with Deadpool, I'll break walls and I'll act like, do corny things like he would, or... For instance, Frankenfurter, I'll really push the envelope and make it people. People would ask me, dude, is this you normally? I'm like, no, but I can play it really well. So, I mean, I think it's different.
Right.
And varies to everyone as their reason. And I think it's great. I think more people need to really just open and be more open and see what is in this world because it is so much fun. And I think if people would just give themselves a chance, I think they would. Run into it head first and never look back.
Right. I mean, I agree with you entirely and completely. I mean, when I go to a convention, that's what I do. I just immerse the atmosphere. It's a way for me to escape my everyday life, and it's probably the same for everyone else that's there. Like you said, you're that character when you're at a convention and you're not worried about your everyday life.
Oh, absolutely. And you can meet people you never thought possible. Like, I've met the Power Rangers. I met the original Blue Ranger, Yellow Ranger, Black Ranger. I've met the actress who played Mother Russia from Kick-Ass 2. I met Gene Snitsky, the wrestler. I mean, and I've just met other countless people that I never thought that I've actually looked up to growing up as a child, like artists and whoever. It's just, it definitely is very humbling in a sense because, A, I thought these people, I would never meet them and be so far to leave, but then when they see me in costume, it's like, I feel like I belong in a way, I guess is how I'm trying to put it. And I love it. I love the reactions they get, and I don't think I've ever gotten reactions like I did with on Sunday. Like, people were requesting me to pose, like, with Frankenfurter raising my leg up. And, like, unbelievable. I'm completely floored by it.
Well, that was a really great costume. It was too bad you couldn't have entered in the contest.
Oh, yeah. Like, everybody asked me, like, first off, when I came in on Saturday for the adult portion, they were looking at me like, are you entering the costume contest? I'm like, no, I'm judging it. I'm like one of the judges. And they're like, oh, my gosh, thank God you're not entering. It's like, why? And they're like, I don't think I'm good enough to do it if you were. And I'm like, listen, I think you're great. I'm like, the person who was talking about this, I'm off the top of my head, I don't remember because I've seen a lot of costumes recently since Chase Con and then I saw Albany Comic Con, but they had phenomenal work. And
Did you happen to see Michael Myers?
Yes, I saw him. Dude, like, I actually became friends with him on Facebook. Like, this is another thing. Like, going to conventions, I've met so many great people. I met the Michael Myers. I saw the pictures of you with your mom. I mean, it was great. Like, he's actually a really down-to-earth guy. Like, he really played his part well.
Yeah, I mean,
my understanding.
His character was just, he was so into it.
He was cool. And, like, I met a lot of wonderful people. And another thing that's been very humbling for me is that people told me at ChaseCon, which I was very surprised about. One guy came and he said he wanted my autograph, and I'm like,
oh, wow.
Hi. He's like, you're an amazing dude. I love your work. I'm like, I really wanted to cry. It's like, I never thought anybody would want my autograph of all people. And then this other kid, he cosplayed from Overwatch. Definitely getting right. It's like a new shooter game that's like really popular, I guess. I haven't played it because I don't have the time, but it looks cool. He told me he came solely to ChaseCon. It was one of the main things was to meet me. And I'm like, I don't think I'm that great, but thanks. So it's very, like,
yeah,
humbling.
I mean, I think, well, where was it? I came across some pictures of you with Michael Myers. That was great. You standing there,
oh, yeah.
And he was on the other side.
Oh, yeah. I love it. He played up his character well. It was really, it was kind of intimidating because I didn't even know that he was there. But then I was by the elevator at one point, and he came out, and I'm like this. And he literally, I thought it was real to be him.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. I was like, dude. And he just came out with the knife. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, you got it going, dude. You got the whole feel, the look.
Yeah, I mean, but did you actually have a chance to touch his knife? Was it real?
No, it wasn't real, because also with cons, I mean, people are concerned, especially with this day and age, a lot of the security and safety. You can't bring real knives and real weapons to these events. You can't.
Yeah, that's what
because
I was thinking.
Because what it
could is, it's a real butcher knife.
No, yeah, you, like, for instance, there's a lot of high standards and criteria that allow for certain props, even certain costumes, that you can bring to an event, and it varies from event to event. And the sole purpose is safety. Like, it's good to have fun. It's good to be your character. But
mm-hmm.
we all want people to be safe and get home and have a good time in a safe way. So,
right,
I mean, there's a lot of props
right.
I would love to bring, but I can't because, like, my bow, I could bring a real bow, but they make you unstring it because they don't want you firing from that bow.
And right.
Swords and
not that you
guns
could,
and
but
stuff.
For everyone's safety.
Yeah, it's an umbrella thing, an umbrella, like, clause for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So.
The other thing I wanted to ask you, I mean, when you go to these conventions, what would you say is your favorite part of a convention?
Well, it really depends. Like, first off, I love meeting people. I love being out there and just seeing reactions. I mean, the guests are great. I love, you can find a lot of stuff at conventions, especially like bigger ones, that you won't be able to get in stores. Like, I went to Otakon in August, and they have a lot of vendors, like anime vendors and vendors from Japan, and also from the vendors that do all the different animes and all the different shows that you can't either get online or it's almost impossible to find. So you can find really exclusive merchandise, like props that you can't get, games you can't find anywhere. Like, you could, like, for instance, like, I'm a big gamer, too. Like, I play 3DS, and I have a PlayStation 3 and 2, and a Vita is one of the most underrated systems hands down. You can't find the games, really, in the United States. You go to Japan, there's wall-to-wall video games. So you could find
right.
them at these conventions. So, I mean, it's a mix of people and merchandise. It's just, it's a sense to also break away from the everyday life. When I,
right.
outside of a convention, it's very boring. I know the restaurant, it's a great place. I love doing it, but, man, I need a break.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
right.
that's,
I mean,
the
that's
part
why
main thing I love.
Goes to conventions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's just, the everyday life can be very mundane. And you need an outlet, like, especially a creative one at that. Some people do it with reading. Some people do it with video games, art, cosplay. I mean, you all need this outlet, no matter what it is. So, I mean, for me, that's why one of the main reasons why I do it. I love the outlet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I definitely agree. I think the main reason why people do it, in my opinion, why I do it, is to escape everyday life, to have fun, to meet new people, to make friends, and to just overall have a great time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, why not, man? It's out there. Enjoy it. I think just,
mm-hmm.
I think everybody's going
to And actually, I'm thinking about expanding my pirate costume. I want to try to find a real sword and maybe a couple of other jewelry items, per se.
Well, let me tell you, I do love pirate and steampunk things. I love your pirate. I think it looks great. And I think it looks phenomenal. I think you rock that costume. It's not just wearing the costume. You have that feel of being a pirate. You present yourself very appropriately to, like, being a pirate. I love it.
I mean, it's like, and like, you know, like you said, trying to play that character is not always easy because pirates don't really talk that much, per se. So it's
mm-hmm.
like when people ask you to talk, it's like, well, what do you want me to say? I mean, I'm a pirate, you know? Arg? I mean, we don't really
It's like,
army
matey,
anything.
We go, we pop the poop deck, and we go out to the sea.
You know, I mean, like, Yeah, like, I mean, things like that. I mean, I had someone come up to me, can you, what do you say? And I was just like,
wow.
What do you mean, what do I say? But, you know, sometimes I'll ask something, especially, you know, I always think of Jack from Pirates of the Caribbean. It's like, where did the rum go, you know?
Oh, my gosh. It's like, to me, pirates exude confidence and an air of, like, sensuality. Like, passion. Like, Captain Hook from Once Upon a Time. He's awesome. Like, I actually cosplay
yeah.
him, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. I mean, and that's the joy of these conventions. People spend days, months, years making these costumes, and then they have the opportunity to present it to all these people and to act out that character and really get into what cosplay is all about, which is what it's always been about, being that
mm-hmm.
character and spending the time to make a costume and not just buy it at a store.
I agree to that to a point. The reason being is because there's a lot of elitists out there when it comes to cosplay. Like, they think you have to make every little detail, from the little embellishments on a coat to your props to your costume. I mean, I think that it's okay, I guess, to feel that way, but at the same aspect, you're basically taking away a large aspect of what cosplay is. It's not just you make everything. It's because you don't. A lot of people don't have that talent. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think
mm-hmm.
just have fun. It's costume play. I think you can go out and buy a costume right off yourself or have it commissioned or make it yourself. It all equates to the same thing. It's costume play.
Right,
it doesn't
right.
matter. It doesn't matter if you did any of those things. It matters that you're enjoying what you do. And I think that gets lost a lot.
Right. Well, so everyone has to start somewhere. I mean, as you had mentioned, you didn't really know how to sew too well, so you had to improvise as to how you were going to make this arrow costume.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you, duct tape and glue. It is a cosplayer's best friend. It really is. Because let me tell you, if you can't sew, that's fine, but then you got to find some way to adhere this stuff to each other. So let me tell you, glue
exactly.
works great, and duct tape fixes everything, even people.
Even people. Well, how does your fiance make her costumes? I know she can sew, but
in her own words, she's not made like a normal person. She makes costumes in a day that could take months. Like, she made this Regina costume from Once Upon a Time. Huge ball gown, layers of brocade, huge collar in 4 days. And I'm not talking 4 days straight. 4 days after work and between school. She's normal, and it's amazing. Like, I'm completely blown away by everything she did. Like, last night, for example, we did an adult Halloween party. It was over in Cajos at the venue. Great place,
mm-hmm.
because it's, like, it's got this classic feel, because it used to be an old church. But they also put on a lot of, like, weddings there as well, and different functions. He also,
right.
the owner's son is doing conventions. He started doing the Upstate New York Toy Collector Show, and he does a biannual mm-hmm. event. And I met him by chance because a friend of mine named Tom DeCiccio, he does the Geek Culture podcast. It's a web show. And he also does some blogging as well through YouTube. And they're like, we need somebody that can do cosplay. Johnny, can you help us? Perfect. And so I've been going to that, and I've been his cosplay coordinator now for his events for the last year. And the reason why I bring this up is when we were there last night, Roxas made this human version of My Little Pony. I don't know how she did this. It blows my mind. Like, she made this horn because it's like an alicorn. I guess it's a pony that's got a horn, like a unicorn. She made it light up. She made these 6-foot-long wings with a wingspan out of cardboard and foam that don't look like cardboard and foam. And she made this kimono and skirt. I'm just like, damn. She's unbelievable. Like, she's one of those people that makes me wonder, I want just a smidgen of your talent.
Well, she's very, very talented. I mean, that costume she did was just, I remember that costume when I first saw her, and I'm like, wow. She only made that
mm-hmm.
in 4 days? I thought that took a couple of months to make.
No, it was just like from start to finish, because the materials themselves, like the brocades and whatnot, there's a lot of things you can't get up here, or even online, and when you want to make a specific costume and it requires attention to detail, you really want to see the material up close and you want to weigh your options. So we went down to the garment district down in New York City, and you could find just about anything you want to use to make a craft a costume. And we went down there, and she found that brocade, and it surprisingly wasn't as expensive as I would think, but she got everything she needed. And needless to say, I became a pack mule that day because we went through the entire garment district, and I had like this military grade backpack. And needless to say, I probably had 100 plus pounds of fabric in my bag, among other materials. So I'm sitting here lugging through New York City in the middle of the summer in like August heat with this huge backpack of brocade, boning, and whatever else we needed. Like, because she did an Elsa costume, like her blue dress, the one like shimmers when she transforms from like the normal shy to like being the confident version, and it was in there. I mean, I don't realize how much can be in a bag until you put it all in there, especially fabric related. But she definitely knows what she's doing. She's probably one of the most talented, by far, craftsmen I've ever met and had the pleasure
that,
of knowing.
That is for sure. What she does is great. I mean, especially the time span that she can put these costumes together is just incredible, because like you said, it could be some, what could take someone months could take her weeks to do. So,
let me tell you,
Liz,
just that, her My Little Pony and her wife and also her centaur. She made a centaur that she had 2 years
ago.
She modified it. Oh, yeah, she was at Albany Comic Con with it, and it, like, people blew my, like, blew people's minds. And in the course of time of modifying that costume, making her wife's costume from Ruby and also the Luna costume and also helping me with my Dr. Frankenfutter stuff, she did that in the span of 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And that's not 2 weeks straight. That was just when she wasn't working, because she works as a manager at Joann's in Clifton Park.
Right.
And between me working, because I do the manager at Friendly's, there wasn't a lot of time. So you would think she was up all night. No, she would do an hour, a couple hours here, a couple hours there, and she'd be done. It's just like, I don't know how you do that. It's unbelievable.
So she just works in between when she can, in between work and
everything. Oh, yeah, that's how it was, because she also teaches ice skating on Saturdays. So it's just like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had mentioned that. That must be incredibly hard, though, coming home from work and then getting right down to business on your costume.
Give her coffee and this, she goes, she can go. It doesn't matter. She will perform, as she puts it, she has better energy at night.
One day.
Yeah, she's like, give me coffee, I'm good. And I'm like, okay.
Well, all right, well, Johnny, thank you very, very, very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it, and if I need anything else, I'll just send you a message on Facebook.
Sounds good. Well, good luck with the rest of your stuff, and it's been a pleasure, and I will talk to you later.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Welcome. Bye.